Streaks pregame show. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Well, good evening. Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium. I'm Tom Meredith along with Jim Wyman. Silver Streaks basketball. The Galesburgite girls in Western Big Six play tonight as they'll host the Alleman Pioneers. The Streaks come in with a record of 7-3 on the year. Two-game win streak. They're 2-1 in the Western Big Six after suffering their first conference loss a week ago tonight up at United Township. The Pioneers have struggled a little bit this season with a young team coming in with a 4-8 record. They are 1-2 in the Western Big Six. The Streaks right now, even after that loss last Thursday night, tied with three others atop the Big Six. Moline, Rocky, UT, and the Streaks all with 2-1 records after Rock Island upset Moline last Thursday night. So this will be, you don't want to say must win, but I guess in a conference with only six teams, they're kind of all must win.
Well, I heard Jim Lee this morning, and he said a game that Galesburg's supposed to win, and I asked Evan Massey about that on the pregame show, and he remarked about the improvement that Alleman has made, and we saw them on Saturday beat U-High 42-41, a game that they were supposed to lose, and then come back and lost to Champaign Centennial 44-34. Jay Hatch is probably one of the best coaches at working the officials in the Western Big Six. He's a graduate of Valley High School in West Des Moines, Iowa. He never played basketball in college. He went to Augustana and was a football and baseball player, but boy, when Galesburg had the great team in 07 and 08 with Kelly Ricketts and Rachel Pendry and Kelly Jo Hinkle, and when Taylor Howard Young, was a freshman, Taylor Young, and Howard was a freshman, Jessica Howard was a freshman, he literally, in that regional championship game, worked those officials so hard that it was almost like he willed Alleman to win that game. So he's a great coach. And, you know, the thing you wonder, Tom, is we saw Galesburg get off to the fast start against Quincy. We saw them get off to the fast start against Notre Dame. Is the same thing going to happen tonight?
That's what I'm sure Coach Evan Massey's hoping for. Glad to have you along, Tom. Meredith along with Jim Wyman is Eric Gibson on assignment still till next week. And you mentioned the improvement in this Alleman team. They're a team that in the first weekend of the Thanksgiving tournament that I sat here and watched, and I commented to some people, and I think Eric in particular, that was probably honestly the worst Alleman team I had ever seen. Well, fast forward several weeks and coming to the Winter Classic tournament last Saturday, that looked like a totally different ball club.
It sure did. And you know, they've lost so many kids. They had five seniors starting lineup last year. They've lost so many kids. And Jay Hatch, the coach at Alleman, likes to play 10 players and move his kids in and out. And that's harder to do this year because of the inexperience.
Yeah, you talk about the inexperience. I think he said something like they returned only combined 48 points, varsity points, of all these girls. And, you know, he's got a freshman. He's got a couple of sophomores on the roster, very junior heavy, and actually just one senior on the roster in Charlene Yeager. So, very, very young team, and they're starting to come of age. And you talked about Coach Hatch and what an outstanding coach he is and, you know, doing another great job with what looked to be not necessarily a very talented team early on.
Well, I looked in my book this afternoon, and Marianne McLaughlin, a 5'7 junior, is the only player that I had listed from 2 years ago when I did the games in 08 and 09. So that tells you something right there.
About a minute 49 left to play in the sophomore game. Streaks are trailing 51-42 is the score currently. We'll keep you updated on that. Jim had a chance to chat with both head coaches, and we're going to hear from Alleman head coach Jay Hatch coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My name's Robbie Dunn. I'm the production manager at Dave's Auto Body here in Galesburg. I was also a two-term member of the board of directors for the United Way of Knox County and a two-time campaign chair. Something I've been very proud of is our employees have really stepped up and contributed in a great way for the campaign the last 3 years. The nice thing about the way the United Way campaign works, the payroll deduct option makes it very easy for them to contribute at a level that's appropriate for them and one that's relatively painless as well. Really, all the employer has to do is just get the commitments from their employees loaded into their payroll system, and United Way handles the rest. It couldn't be much easier. I can certainly speak for myself that X number of dollars that I give per pay period, I don't miss it out of my life, but I know that makes a pretty big impact in the lives of the people that the agencies of the United Way serve.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Learn more at unitedway-galesburg.net. brought to you by the United Way of Knox County.
At Brighter Life Bookshop, everyone is getting into the spirit of the season just in time for the Midnight Gladness sale tomorrow night, when the savings get better as the night goes on. From 8 to 9, everything in the store will be 10% off. From 9 to 10, 20% off. From 10 to 11, 30% off. And from 11 until midnight, every item in the store will be 40% off. Staying up late has never been more fun. The Midnight Gladness Sale, tomorrow night from 8 to midnight at Brighter Life Bookshop, 292 East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Some exclusions apply.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIS is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with Jay Hatch, the head coach of the Alleman Pioneers. Galesburg and Alleman in a Western Big Six conference match tonight. Tell us a little bit about your season. I got to see you in the first game on Saturday. You had to be happy about that win.
Yeah, we're very pleased with the win. We're 4-8, 1-2 in the conference. We're young, and sometimes, unfortunately, we play like it. And we're getting better, but this isn't really the place where you want to go in with question marks.
You lost a lot of kids from last year. In fact, you lost your old starting lineup, right?
Yeah, we had 9 seniors last year. So, obviously, it's poor coaching on my part to only have one senior coming back. So the juniors have had success in the sophomore level, but you know, as we know, it's not the same thing.
Have you seen improvement then on your players as the early season has gone on?
Oh yeah, lots of it. You know, but as a coach, you always want to be a lot better than you are, and we've grown up a lot, and hopefully that process continues.
I saw you went down to Quincy and what were trailing in that game and came back in the fourth quarter and won.
Yeah, we made that one really interesting. We had to outscore them 22-5 in the fourth to win it, and we were down 11 at the start of the fourth, and so you know, it was a good win for us to be able to come back.
Now, what about your other two conference games?
We lost to Moline by 4 and UT by 8. Moline was over there and UT was at home, and kind of similar games. We just didn't have enough offense in either game to get over the top.
Jay, this conference looks awful balanced and even this year.
Yeah, there's definitely not a super team like Moline's been the last few years, and I think it has a lot to do with matchups. You know, it seems like, you know, one team matches up better with another team, and so, you know, I think the winning team in the conference this year could have 3 or 4 losses even, and haven't seen that in a while.
Well, I talked to Coach Ledbetter on Saturday, and he said he didn't he wasn't sure about Galesburg and his three-pointers. How do you think you match up with the Streaks?
Well, if they play anywhere close to how they played on Saturday, it could be a long night for us. Now, I thought they looked awfully good in both games on Saturday, and, you know, in this place, they're usually going to shoot well. And so, you know, it's real simple for us. We have to, on defense, we've got to get back and try to guard people, and offensively, we've got to be able to get the ball in bounds, first of all, and then get over half court, and then try to get some shots, and then hopefully make some. But that's easy to say, and, you know, they've got that system going pretty well, and it's not so easy to do.
Who are the key players on your team?
Oh, well, you know, if from night to night it changes. We, you know, we're sorted by committee, but our guards are going to have to take care of the ball and not panic against pressure. I think that's the biggest thing.
Thank you so much for being with us, Jay, and best of luck.
Sure, thank you.
That's Jay Hatch, the head coach at Alleman High School. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, Terry, what are you up to?
I'm just sneaking a peek at the gift baskets of Christmas. Did you know there's a hickory smoked ham in the basket from Thrushwood Farms? Or cinnamon rolls in the basket from the packing house?
Sign up at a participating store to win their gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
The drawings start Wednesday, December 22nd.
And look here, herbal moisturizer and nail polish from Hair Etc.
Put those back.
Scrooge.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
When something is second nature, it means it just comes naturally. It's part of who you are. For the dedicated men and women of OSF, caring for our community is just that, second nature. The ability to relate to others, reaching out with the greatest care and compassion, developing relationships and sharing knowledge so those around them can live healthier lives. Whether it's a visit to one of our 8 OSF Medical Group clinics or it's an unexpected trip to the emergency room, we'll be there to care for you. It's who we are. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The Eyewear Gallery understands that Murphy's Law can affect even your new glasses.
I was walking on the ice when my feet went one way and my new glasses the other.
My frames didn't look so good after my friend and I had a collision on our sleds. Man, that hurts.
Don't let Murphy get you down. The Eyewear Gallery has a 2-year guarantee on all of our frames and most of our lenses. I'm Chris. Come see me on the first floor of the Cottage Medical Plaza in Galesburg. The Eyewear Gallery. A new look, a new you.
Wondering where the Galesburg Tea Party went? Far from disappearing after a set of glorious victories November 2nd, the Tea Party is back offering an exciting petition signature drive opportunity. The Galesburg Tea Party asks you to sign this petition Saturday, December 18th at Sandberg Mall Community Room between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The petition will be delivered to the Illinois Congressional Delegation. Sign this 10-point petition and have a hot or cold drink between 10 and 4 Saturday at the Sandberg Mall Community Room. For complete details, visit GalesburgTeaParty.org.
Jim Wyman back on our pregame show, brought to you tonight by Thorne's Pets and Supply, building a better bond between you and your pet. I'm with the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. We're just a few minutes away before the game tonight. It's Rock Island Alderman against Galesburg here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Coach, we talked a little bit before we went on the air. You had to be impressed with your team on Saturday. I know depleted was the word for Peoria Central, but Notre Dame, a pretty highly respected team over there, and you handled them very well.
Yeah, that was definitely a good game for us. And, you know, to be honest, really, even our loss against East Moline, that, you know, over the last couple weeks, it seems like we've been playing pretty well. And I think it all starts with what we've been able to do lately is get off to a good start, and we've been able to do that because we've been able to apply real good defensive pressure and do it without fouling.
The kids really seem to have bought into the system. I interviewed Howard and interviewed Ty Peachy after the game. You've got some kids with some really high character and intelligent kids.
Oh, without a doubt. Our seniors to start with are just, you know, quality people, and they're good leaders. And as a result, you know, the team follows in terms of that. But, yeah, where we were, you know, about 2 years ago and where we are now, it's, you know, very happy with what the kids' approach are. That they're kids that are very loyal. They're loyal to us as coaches, but they're also very loyal to each other. And, you know, hopefully that's something that, you know, that forms a little strong chemistry that's a positive for us as a team.
What can this team do? Can this team win the conference? Can this team win the regional?
Well, I think at this point in the Western Big Six, I still think, including Alleman, you know, probably everybody except Quincy probably still feels they've got a chance as far as winning the conference. And the reason is probably not necessarily any of us look at our own teams and say, you know, we're a lot stronger than everyone else. But I think the tendency is that all of us, you look at everybody and nobody has taken that step up and kind of separated themselves from the pack. So I think we are, you know, one of five teams that could win the Western Big Six.
I guess this is a game that you're supposed to win tonight at home against Alleman, the Pioneers down a little bit from what they've been the past couple of years.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd like to think that that's going to be true. And I think if you'd interviewed me after the first weekend when they were here for the Thanksgiving tournament, I would have, you know, agreed and said this isn't the same kind of Alleman team. And then after that they went to Moline and barely lost, and they have then the next weekend down here in the tournament and then this past weekend, it's obvious that they've really improved a lot. And I think what part of what they deal with is similar to what we go through is Jay has always played 10 kids, and his substitution pattern is he's got a 1 and a backup 1, a 2 and a backup 2. And I've always thought with his teams that because they're trying to get so many kids ready to play at the beginning of the year, they don't usually start out strong, and you'd like to play them real early in the year. And now you see what's happened is as gradually those kids, their experience is starting to pay off.
What are the keys to this game? You got to watch them this weekend. What are they going to do?
Well, I think to begin with us, I think the key ultimately in all of our games is how well we're able to pressure people. That if we're not able to press, and the biggest measure if we're not able to press is if they end up with two-on-ones at the other end. If we end up give up some two-on-zeros, I think then we're getting close to what we want to do as far as pressure because we're up gambling and we just missed out. But if we can press, that successfully press, that determines so much because that then makes it a lot easier for us that we don't have to attack half-court defenses, and that's the big thing. That concerns me with Alleman and always has is they play such good half-court defense.
That's been their story over the years. Chuck Ledbetter, the assistant coach, A.J. Ledbetter's father was talking to me. He's afraid of the three-pointers, so I assume you're going to try to get as many threes up as you can.
Yeah, I mean, we always do. And really what's happened is the three-point shooting, where that's just become such a positive for us, is that, you know, if when we started this, if you'd said, well, what's your percentage going to be, I'd wondered if it would work. Well, one is the offensive rebounding we get, but the other thing that's what's happened this year is the kids are so much more comfortable in what we're doing, and now when teams do say that they're really concerned about the three-point shot and spread it out, we're able to then put the ball on the floor and drive to the basket. And I think if I remember correctly, like right now through 10 games, we've made 165 free throws. And to put that in perspective, I think our 99 team with Sarah Larson made 500 during the season, and that's a state record. So right now we'd be on pace to be pretty close to that same level. And that's something I would never have predicted.
Your senior guard, Jessica Howard, told me in an interview after the first game on Saturday that you just told her to quit faking and to start shooting, and she set a school record with 9 threes in the first game. I guess your coaching worked there.
I wish it was that simple. I mean, she's somebody that we want her to shoot the ball a lot, and it's not really necessarily her personality to be that take charge and just go ahead and shoot it up there. But the more she thinks about it, like a lot of people, the more she thinks about it, the worse she shoots. So what we'd like her to do is just get comfortable when she runs a baseline catch. If she doesn't have a shot, to just go right to the basket.
Evan, thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Our pregame show brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Holiday savings on pre-owned vehicles are waiting for you at Yam in Galesburg. Right now, Yam has a 2010 Chevy Cobalt LT with only 2,728 miles, priced at just under $11,000 with a savings of over $4,000. Yam also has a 2010 GMC Terrain SLT with just over 3,000 miles, all-wheel drive, sunroof, and navigation. With an MSRP of $34,695, it's now priced at $30,515, a savings of over $4,100. You'll also want to check out the 2009 Jeep Patriot Limited with just under 22,400 miles, and now with a savings of $2,900. And both GM and Jeep offer certified pre-owned warranties, where each vehicle must pass a 100-plus point inspection and comes with a 3-month, 3,000-mile warranty along with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Great vehicles with great selection. Don't miss the holiday savings on pre-owned vehicles going on now at Yam in Galesburg.
Get ready to enter the Mega Power Age. With Mega Millions and now Powerball, the Illinois Lottery offers life-changing jackpots 4 days a week. Mega Millions jackpots on Tuesdays and Fridays, and now Powerball jackpots on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Mega Millions jackpots start at $12 million, so don't miss out. Prepare for life-changing jackpots and get your Mega Millions tickets today. Available at all Illinois Lottery retailers.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL reminding you vocalist Lindsay Bailey will perform a concert of all sacred music Sunday at Corpus Christi Church beginning at 3 o'clock. It's free to the public. And for further details on the songs, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Aradoth along with Jim Wyman. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers just about set to do Western Big Six battle. The GHS sophomores fell to Alleman. 54-47 was the final in that one. They trailed throughout, made a run in the latter stages of that fourth quarter, but just a little bit too little too late, so they fall to defeat. The Varsity Streaks, as we mentioned, 7-3 on the season, 2-1 in Western Big Six play, a four-way tie atop the conference. Pioneers 4-8 overall, 1-2 in the Western Big Six. And Jim, something you touched on with Coach Massey, you know, the differences between the team this year, the team last year, and running this system, it's not necessarily, although it may have looked like we didn't know whether some of these girls had the ability to put the ball on the floor and drive to the basket, but I think what Coach Massey said, there's a new comfort level and they're more comfortable in the system, so that without thinking, as he said, you know, they'll take it. So many teams have been closing out on those three-pointers. They'll take the ball and go to the basket now, and they've been very successful with it.
Oh, I think they've bought into it, Tom, yeah. and I think they're very coachable kids, and, you know, it's scary what this team has the potential to do.
There, well, you know, and you come out and you have one of those nights where you do hit 33-35% and you're getting 50 or 60 threes up. You can beat anybody. You walk out against the Bulls, you hit that many threes, and you got a chance to win the game.
Plus, you're getting free throws. You're getting,
right.
He talked about getting a lot of free throws. Plus, the fact that the regional tournament's going to be at Geneseo, and it's
right.
different this year with Dixon, Rock Island, a team they've already beaten, and Sterling. So, you know, who knows
yep.
what can happen with this group? I mean, you wonder about their height. You wonder about their endurance with the fact that can they continue to play at this, you know, speed
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the year. You always wonder about injuries. But, you know, I think it's safe to say at this point in time, and I realize we're still not out of 2010 yet, but I think it's safe to say that this team is much better than anybody thought they were going to be.
We're going to take our final timeout here on the pregame show. We will come back, bring you the national anthem, the starting lineup, and the start of tonight's basketball game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breathe Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breathe Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breathe Love Sporting Goods.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, overnight low of 11, sunny tomorrow and Saturday, high of 22 tomorrow, a low of 7 tomorrow night, and Saturday a high of 19. The outlook for Sunday, cloudy skies and a high of 22. Currently, it's 20 at WGIL. A couple of cancellations for tonight. The Churchill Junior High wrestling match at Rockridge has been canceled, and the Rova Band and Chorus concert for 5th through 12th grade has been postponed until January 9th at 3 p.m.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Tom Meredith along with Jim Wyman. Eric Gibson on assignment
where
this week.
Where is he?
He must be in a tropical locale, I'm guessing. I don't know. Where else could he be? Well, last I knew, I think Friday he was heading to Chicago, which that's not necessarily tropical at this point.
But, he better be out buying an engagement ring for his girlfriend. Because
we'll
he's
see.
Been putting that off for a long time, and I got all over him when we went down to Quincy and said, hey, you better get that engagement ring by Christmas. So now the word's out over the radio.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And she may be listening, too. So if he wasn't in trouble, he's going to be now. Glad to have you along for Silver Streak Basketball here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, and WGIL.com. Don't forget Galesburg High Boys Basketball tomorrow. The Streaks here at John Field Gymnasium. They'll play host to the United Township Panthers. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with the action around 7:06 for the pregame. Coming up Saturday, a doubleheader here. Well, actually, there will be two games. Coming up on Saturday, the GHS girls will be on the road at Main South up in Park Ridge. Jim and I will have that action for you. Then Brad and Jim Lee will have the Streaks playing in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. That'll be at Augustana College. They'll take on the Bettendorf Bulldogs.
That's going to be on the laser on
92.7.
It will be on AM 1400.
Well, let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Contest features the Pioneers from Rock Island Alleman High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you'd all please rise for the playing of the national anthem, remain standing for the introduction of tonight's starting lineup. Raising the flag tonight is senior Jared Carl. Jared's a son of Wayne and Meg Carl. He's earned varsity letters in football and track. He's a member of the National Honor Society, G Club, FCA. He's a varsity girls basketball practice player, and he's a member of the band and the jazz band. His academic honors include National Merit Commendation, Academic All-Conference, Academic All-State for football. He is a principal scholar. His athletic honors include All-Conference in track and football, and he's been selected to play in the Shrine All-Star Game later this summer. After graduation, Jared plans to attend Olivet Nazarene University, majoring in engineering and Christian ministry. He plans to become a missionary. Senior Jared Carl. Game. First for the Pioneers from Rock Island Alleman, a 5'7 freshman, number 12, Sierra Davis. A 5'7 junior, number 20, Marianne McLaughlin. A 5'10 sophomore, number 22, Ann Bonert. A 6-foot sophomore, number 42, Zoe Kelso. And a 5'10 junior, number 53, Margaret Wendell. Pioneers coached by Jay Hatch, assisted by Chuck Ledbetter and Shannon Harding. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 senior, number 10, Ty Peachy. A 5'7 senior, number 14, Jessica Howard. A 5'6 senior, number 20, Megan Young. A 5'6 senior, number 22, Mickey Rodriguez. And a 5'9 senior, number 32, Jamie Johnson. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jackie Gollinghorse, Andy Allison, and Michael Rux.
All right, there you have our starting lineups for tonight. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. The Pioneers in their road green, trimmed in white. For the Pioneers, Davis, McLaughlin, Bonert, Kelso, and Wendell. For the Streaks, as they normally go, Howard, Rodriguez, Johnson, also Megan Young, and Ty Peachy. And, you know, once again, we could say this every single game. We're going to come out and be outsized. that's
sure.
Going to happen just about every night out.
Our officials tonight, Carol Matthews of Coal Valley is the referee. The umpires are Al Huber of Peoria and Dave Hasley of Abingdon.
Tip won by the Pioneers and Zoe Kelso at 6 foot. Streaks trap in the backcourt and a near turnover, and that it is. Jessica Howard comes up with it. Gives to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Now back to Jessica Howard out between the circles as the Pioneers come out in a man-to-man defense. Jamie Johnson has it. Long three-pointer from out high on the left side. Bounces off, no good. Rebound to Ty Peachy. Kick it out to Megan Young. Fakes the three. Now gives to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Show fake. Drives into the paint and looks for help. Kicks out to Ty Peachy out at the top of the key. Back to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Just underway. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Ty Peachy drives down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Kelso, but the rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. So the Streaks with a couple of possessions here after missed shots. Ty Peachy out high on the right side with it. Looks over the Pioneers defense.
This is the half-court game that Allman wants right here.
Ty with it, top of the key. And a backdoor pass to Megan Young. Left side up off the glass and got it. And that's one thing the Streaks are going to have to do is be patient against this Pioneer defense.
Who says you can't beat the backdoor?
2-0 Streaks, under 7 minutes to play first quarter. Pioneers break the full court pressure. Down on the block right side. Layup off the glass and in by Zoe Kelso, and she's fouled. I believe it was Jamie Johnson that was there and going to be called for it.
That's kind of the reverse. Galesburg setting up its offense on the west side, and then Allman comes right down and scores.
And the foul does go against Jamie Johnson, her first team foul. 6:54 to play here in the first quarter. First substitutions for the Streaks. Jessica Howard will stay on the floor with Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton. At the free throw line, Zoe Kelso, a 6-foot sophomore for the Pioneers. Shot off, no good. And the rebound snared by Sadie Hamilton to Bailey Boyer. She'll run it across midcourt right side to Sadie, top of the key. Left wing goes to Jessica Howard. Howard working against Marianne McLaughlin. Dribbles right and gets to Bailey Boyer between the circles. Left wing outside the three-point arc. It's Sadie Hamilton. Now back out right of the center circle. Bailey Boyer now to Sadie Hamilton. Top of the key out high right side to Myra Diggins. Right wing it goes to Bailey Boyer. Miss Sadie going down the lane there. Now Jessica Howard has the top of the key out high left side to Paige Klink. Paige dribbles right, goes to the right elbow, kicks it out to Sadie Hamilton. She drives to the right elbow, stop near travel, now gets to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Bailey on the dribble, now to Sadie between the circles. Good defense by the Pioneers, but nice patience by the Streaks. Paige Klink has it in the right corner looking for some help. Gets to Sadie on the back door again. She has to run down the air and pass. Gets it out. A long three from Jessica Howard out high on the left side is no good. And the rebound this time comes down to Ann Bonert for Allman. She'll bring it across midcourt herself and gets it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin drives into the paint, stops, kicks it out on the right wing to Sierra Davis. Now on the right block, it's Kelso, and her pass stolen away by Bailey Boyer.
Good defensive pressure by Allman around the perimeter, Tom.
Paige Klink with a long three-pointer from the left wing is no good. The ball is saved inbounds by Myra Diggins, but it's run down by Margaret Wendell for Allman. This is Sierra Davis on the run. Goes to the left block to McLaughlin. She'll lay it up off the glass and good. Make it 4-2 Pioneers. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard, right baseline outside the three-point arc, brings it to the wing. On the dribble, now gives to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Out high left side to Bailey Boyer, 5:22 to play first quarter. Bailey drives down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Sadie at the free throw line, lost a handle on it. And it's Kelso that comes up with it for Allman. Picked up her dribble, now gets it across midcourt to Sierra Davis. Right wing, it goes to Bonert. She'll stop and fire the 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to McLaughlin for the Pioneers. McLaughlin swings it way out high on the right side to Davis, now to the right baseline. This is Wendell. She'll stop and fire the 11-footer. No good. And another rebound for Sadie Hamilton. Under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streets trail 4-2. Top of the key, Sadie Hamilton.
That's Hamilton's second defensive rebound, but the Streak's not getting it up quick enough.
And that time they put one up quickly. Jessica Howard from nearly out of bounds on the left wing and make it 5-4 Streaks. Down on the right block, though, quickly a travel is going to be called on Zoe Kelso. She made a nice move, but a little bit quick with the feet there, and Dave Hasley was right on top of it.
Streaks haven't seen a team like Allman that's going to play this tight defense. They're going to body you up, bump into you, and they didn't see that against Notre Dame or Central last weekend.
4:40 to play first quarter. Token full court pressure from the Pioneers. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber in for this week's backdoor to Emma Junk. Nice look from Jamie Johnson. Emma came up a little bit short with a left-handed layup. And now a turnover. Yeah, that was off the Pioneers. Good call there as Ty Peachy knocked it away, but the ball went off of Carrie Hepfner, a 5'7 junior, in for the Pioneers. Like to see Emma. That was a nice job. She actually took it up with a left hand, as she should have on that play.
Still not strong enough, though.
4:25 to play first quarter. 5-4 Streaks lead. This is Ty Peachy with it between the circles. Out high on the left side to Rainey Sibley. Rainey fakes, drives into the paint. The runner is up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Wendell. Wendell might have got a piece of that one as it went up. Now across midcourt right side, Sierra Davis picks up her dribble, goes to the right wing. This is Hepfner. She'll drive right baseline. Cut off by Rainey Sibley. Looks for help now. Now gets running down the right side of the lane. Jenna Zamuda. Her bunny is up and no good. Jamie Johnson with a rebound. Ty Peachy with it. Gives to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Thought about the three. Drives. Now kicks to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. Three-pointer straight on. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped out by Emma Junk. Jamie comes down with it. Gets it on the right wing to Ty Peachy. Now Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Three-pointer is long. And we're going to have a foul on Jessica Lieber. Went after that rebound a little bit too aggressively. Caught a piece of, I believe it was Zamuda. Second team foul on the Streaks. First foul on Jessica Lieber.
Gilbert took a couple of those three-point shots way back beyond the arc.
Back in for the Streaks, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton. 3:43 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 5-4. Full court pressure. Inbounding will be Charlene Yeager, a 5'8 senior, one of the two seniors, and her inbound pass stolen away by Jessica Howard. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez with it. Now gets to Bailey Boyer between the circles. She'll dribble right. Picks up and gives to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Sadie fakes, dribbles right. Now kicks out to Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. 3.5 to play. Right way, it goes to Megan Young. She'll fire the three and got it.
Wow.
Megan with five of the Streaks' eight.
No hesitation there, Tom.
That's the way Coach Massey wants it. Don't think about it. Just shoot it. Now the Pioneers break the pressure. This is Carrie Hepfner on the run. Down the left side. Lays it up. No good. Bothered by Jessica Howard, who hustled back on the play. And the rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Jenna Zamuda. Right wing goes to Hepfner. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's long. And Bailey Boyer with a rebound for the Streaks. And a reach is going to be called on Charlene Yeager after the rebound.
Well, Galesburg has a four-point lead. It's not as aggressive a lead as we saw at Quincy and last weekend against Notre Dame and Central, but they seem to have control of this game.
3:03 to play. Timeout called by, I didn't see who called it. I didn't know if they didn't see if they pointed toward Allman. I'm guessing that was probably Jay Hatch calling that one. Just a 30-second timeout. 3:03 to play first quarter, 8-4 Streaks. And, you know, the good thing is Allman playing very good defense, but the Streaks are really being patient on the offensive end, working. And if it's a three, it's an open three that they're taking on. And we've seen they've found a back door and a couple of other back door give-and-go cuts.
Well, the back door, if they can work the back door play, I think that'll be fine. But I don't think Coach Massey wants that half-court game. He wants to run on them.
In for the Streaks, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. Very young team out there as three sophomores and two juniors are on the floor for the Streaks. Right wing, it's Paige Klink with it. Swing it to Jessica Lieber on the left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer and got it. First basket of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. Third three for the Streaks. Make it 11-4. Full court pressure in the backcourt. This is Yeager with it. And a steal by Rainey Sibley. Nice hustle by Rainey. And she'll hand to Paige Klink right of the center circle. 2:35 to play first quarter. Myra Diggins top of the key. Left wing to Rainey Sibley. Bounces it to Jessica Lieber on the left baseline outside the three-point arc. She dribbles, spins toward the baseline. Now pulls it back out and gives to Paige Klink near the center circle. Paige on the dribble out high on the right side. Now dribbles right to the wing, gets it to Emma Junk on the right baseline. Emma looks over the defense and gives to Myra Diggins. Now Paige Klink out high on the left side. Gives to Jessica Lieber, right wing. Fires the three-pointer, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped up by Paige Klink. Kicks it back out to Jessica Lieber. Three from straight on is good.
Jeez.
That is four in the ballgame. Two in a row for Jessica Lieber in the streaks with a 10-point, 14-4 lead. Just under 2 minutes to play first quarter.
What a great offensive rebound by Paige Klink, man.
And, you know, that's the thing. We notice these girls have the presence of mind when they get that offensive rebound. They're looking to see who's open out on the perimeter, and that and there's usually somebody as the shot's missed under the basket, and the rebound came down to Jessica Lieber. This is Myra Diggins, top of the key with it. Now gives out high right side to Paige Klink. Left or right baseline, Jessica Lieber nearly banked in a three. It came up a little bit short, and the rebound down to Hefner for the Pioneers. She gets it across midcourt, nearly carried it, nearly stepped out of bounds, and Rady Sibley comes up with a steal for the Streaks.
Six turnover on all of them in time.
Jay Hatch will not be happy with that stat. Left wing, Jessica Lieber with it. 1:18 to play in the quarter. 14-4 Streaks lead. Top of the key, Myra Diggins. Right wing to Paige Klink. Paige looks over the defense. Dribbles right to the baseline. Picks it up. Looks for some help. And Rainey looks like she's hurt. I'm not sure exactly what happened. She's holding her left leg. I don't know if it was a knee or what. And the Streaks turn it over now. I don't know if it had something to do with that ankle that's injured. She's got the brace on her left ankle. Now a layup missed off the bottom of the glass by Charlene Yeager. And I didn't see what happened to Rainey, but Paige was trying to get the ball to her, and she was leaning over, holding her leg somewhere.
Well, it looked like the other leg. And she's going over the bench, and now Mike Ruggs is going to take a look at her. You know, that lineup, you mentioned that it's a young lineup that just went off the floor. They have no fear, those kids.
Oh, not at all.
Lieber and Sibley, I mean, they're amazing.
Back in for the Streaks, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Sadie Hamilton. Ball in the paint goes to Margaret Wendell. She puts up the two-footer and got it. That's her first basket of the ball game. Quickly back the other way. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, runs down the right side of the lane. Lay it up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Jamie. 16-6 Streaks, 42 seconds to play first quarter. This is Ann Bonert across midcourt right side. Pioneers on the run. Ball knocked away by Ty Peachy. Jessica Howard comes up with it. Ty with it now across midcourt. Gives left wing to Megan Young. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound kept alive by Ty Peachy, but the ball falls out of bounds. Nice hustle by Ty. I don't know how she got in there between two green jerseys to knock that rebound away. Unfortunately, it fell out of bounds. 28.2 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 16-6. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Inbound comes to Kelso. Ball knocked away, but a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Megan Young. Megan was there. Sadie Hamilton was there. I think they're going to call Megan for a reach. Oh, no, they called it on Jamie Johnson. Okay, that's her second, third team foul on the Streaks.
12-2 run here for the Streaks, Tom.
26.7 to play. Inbound comes in across midcourt to McLaughlin. She's trapped in the corner and nearly tied up and finally made a good move by throwing the ball off Sadie Hamilton's leg. She had nowhere else to go with it.
I mentioned Marianne McLaughlin, the only player on this team who played 2 years ago.
Back in for the Streaks, Myra Diggins. She'll replace Jamie Johnson, who's got two fouls. You know, one of the things I've noticed also that Jay Hatch won't be happy with, Alleman obviously wants to slow the pace down. They've been getting down on the offensive end, and they've been hurrying as well. They've been starting to play at Galesburg's pace.
They've had great opportunities, but haven't been able to convert.
Now Kelso comes down. Great defense by Sadie Hamilton. Partial block of the shot with her hand straight up and comes down with a rebound to Megan Young. Left wing, three-pointer. Off the rim, no. Rebound to Jessica Howard. Now goes to the floor. It's loose and a tie-up. Ty Peachy was there with her hands on it. Myra Diggins, also Wendell and Bonert. But the alternate possession points toward the Streaks with 9.6 seconds to play.
This lineup's the better defensive lineup, and they just play harder. They beat all of them into the ball.
Inbound comes to Myra Diggins on the left baseline. Hands off to Megan Young. She's got it on the wing. Gives to Ty Peachy with 5 seconds to play. Now Jessica Howard, right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's short. Rebound comes down to Megan. Oh, bounced off her hand. She and Myra Diggins going for it at the same time. Unfortunately, knocked it away. Streaks don't get off a shot. Another shot to end the quarter. But it's been all Galesburg after one. Galesburg 16, Alleman 6. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here for Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday mornings at 9:15 for Galesburg Live. Coming up in the next week, we'll talk about the Christmas holiday and some events going on in the community. Also tell you what's happening at the Knox County Humane Society during the holidays.
and a special Christmas program on Christmas Eve. That's coming your way on Galesburg Live.
It's Galesburg Live with Terry Cavanaugh, weekday mornings at 9:15 on WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Pioneers with the basketball to start the second quarter. Shot up and no good. Rebound, Megan Young. Ty Peachy has it. Gives to Jamie Johnson at the top of the key. Fakes, drives right down the right side of the lane. Stops the runner up off the glass and good. What a nice move by Jamie Johnson. Her second basket, both on the same move against Kelso. Make it 18-6 streaks. Josie Beckwith in for the Pioneers. A 5'4 junior gets trapped up. Now gets it in the lane. Finally to Bonert. Her shot is up and no good. Now Ty Peachy runs down the loose ball. 7:23 to play first half. Galesburg with an 18-6 lead. The Streaks hit 4 3-pointers in that first quarter. 3-pointer from Jamie Johnson from up top. No good. Ty Peachy offensive rebound and the putback is good. Ty with her first basket. Make it 20-6. Ty just hit the floor diving after the loose ball. And that sounded like it hurt. Now a foul on Megan Young going after the steal. What great hustle by this Streaks team. You talked about that being probably the best defensive team out there on the floor, and they're all over the floor.
Well, with Salem Mulageta and A.J. Ledbetter and being gone, Alleman does not have the inside presence that they had in the past, and Galesburg's just beating them on the boards.
Back in for the Streaks, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton. They're in there with Jessica Howard. Now pass stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. They tried to throw the touchdown. Sadie there at free safety. Now Jessica Howard, right wing, three-pointer is good. First second of the ball game as she climbs up that all-time list in the state of Illinois. A full timeout called by Jay Hatch. 7 minutes to play here in the first or second quarter. Streaks lead 23-6. We'll take a timeout. Oh, no, now they're saying a 30. He indicated a full. Scoreboard says a 30.
They're
sitting down. Yeah, they went to the bench. Yeah. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
7 minutes to play in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks on a 19-2 run as they lead the Alleman Pioneers 23-6. And Jay Hatch not happy that number 14 got a wide open look at a three.
That's a dagger, right?
Yeah.
That was a dagger. Howard's a three-pointer there.
That's her second of the ball game, 5 for the Streaks. Somebody's looking for free triple cheeseburgers tonight, namely me.
They're going to get it.
Running down the right side of the lane, Sierra Davis, the 5'7 freshman, can't hit the shot. Now a foul on the rebound as Jessica Howard brought it down. And reaching in, it was Ann Bonert. That is her first second team foul on the Pioneers. Oh, I'm sorry. Marianne McLaughlin got the call. That is her first second team foul on the Pioneers. 6:50 to play here in the first half. Left wing, it's Paige Klink for the Streaks. Gives to Jessica Howard out between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Bailey Boyer. Bailey puts it on the floor. Swings it to Jessica Howard. Left wing, just about out of bounds. This three-pointer comes up short, but she gets her own rebound. Brings it back out behind the three-point arc. Kicks it out to Paige Klink. Now to Bailey Boyer between the circles. Nearly traveled. Now gets to Paige Klink on the left wing. Now out between the circles. Two bad passes in a row by the Streaks. Fortunately able to reel them in. Now Bailey has it right of the center circle. Gives to Sadie, top of the key. Now it's back to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Out high right side to Sadie Hamilton. Looks over the defense. Pioneers still in the man-to-man. Nice crossover dribble by Sadie Hamilton. In the lane, spins. Hook shot up off the glass. No good. Nice move by Sadie. Did a little crossover, a spin move in the paint. And now, what's the call? The official blew the whistle.
I think they traveled.
See, I didn't see Dave Hasley down here. Must have made the indication. I was looking at that official out there. I thought is the one that blew the whistle. So the Streaks get it back on another Pioneer turnover.
10th turnover. Galesburg has 2.
In for the Streaks, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer left wing, bounces off no good. Rebound comes down to Bonert. for the Pioneers. Streaks will pressure in the backcourt. Boner with it. Now finally gets it across to Davis. Davis runs it down the right side. Pushed off. Ooh, a block going to be called on Ty Peachy. I thought we had a little push off with the left arm there on Davis, but Ty gets called for the block.
Officials doing a nice job in this game. And, you know, I imagine the officials don't want to officiate Galesburg too badly this year with the back and forth.
Yeah, that'll you got to be in shape when you come in to do a game here. Wendell has it, top of the key. This is Davis. She'll fire a three-pointer. Short. It was right on target, but short. And Ty Peachy got knocked to the floor on the rebound. The ball went off of her last. And, yep, the Pioneers are going to have it as no call on the foul. Yeah, she. I mean, Ty was trying to get her hands on the ball. Just got knocked to the floor. I think it was Wendell that knocked her down.
What a great player, Ty Peachy.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, Jamie Johnson was standing there as if they were going to give the Streaks the inbound. I was going to say, if it's not a foul, it's got to be Alleman's ball.
Might as well stand there.
Inbound comes to Ann Bonert. She brings it out high on the left side. Left baseline, it goes to Wendell. Out of the right elbow, this is Davis, 15-footer way off the mark. Hit nothing but glass. Rebound, Jamie Johnson gives to Ty Peachy. Ty to Jessica Lieber, a little bit overthrown. Jessica trying to stop and set herself on the right wing for the three. Ty threw it just inside the three-point arc, and Jessica just got a finger on it. Streaks turn it over with 5:34 to play in the first half. Full court pressure, inbound comes to Kelso, quickly gets it to Davis. Davis across midcourt, right side, runs it down the right lane and gets it off the glass and in. So Davis finally gets a layup to fall. That's her first basket, 23-8. She's had a couple other shots at it. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, looks over the defense, looked for the back door, couldn't find it. Now dribbles down the left side of the lane and kicks out to Ty Peachy out high on the left side. Ty penetrates, runners up, no good. The foul's going to be called on the floor before the shot. Streaks will have it on the left baseline. The foul goes against Davis, and that is her first foul.
Boy, if they can get that call where they drive against Alleman and get him inside, Peachy went right down the lane. That's the call that Massey always wanted against Alleman in the past and never got.
Not going to get it up there.
No, it's true.
Inbound to Sadie Hamilton. Nice look from Mickey Rodriguez. Sadie running down the lane, lays it up and in, gets her first basket on the assist for Mickey Rodriguez, and another Alleman turnover as Wendell just threw it over the top and out of bounds. Streaks lead 25-8, 5:04 to play in the first half. Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez in for the Streaks. Back in for Alleman Pager. At first time tonight, Paige Tagon, a 5'8 junior, also back in. Is Charlene Yeager and Carrie Hefner. Inbound comes to Megan Young, drives into the paint on the right side, put that shot up. Megan now kicks it out to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Bailey brings it out right of the center circle now. On the dribble, gives right wing to Megan Young, out high right side to Sadie Hampton in the paint. Wide open back door. Bailey Boyer to Megan Young. Megan lays it up and in. She's got seven. Megan 27-8. Streaks, 4:42 to play first half. Pioneers break the full court pressure, running down the right side. Oh, a shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Wow. Jenna Zamuda ran in the right side, and Sadie just had the hand straight up. The ball went right into her left hand. She just basically snatched it out of the air, but the official said she got her with the body. Didn't see that.
Al Huber of Peoria on that call. A little late, too.
Zamuda, first free throw is up and good. That is her first point of the basketball game. First foul on Sadie Hamilton. Streaks with 16 fouls. 4:37 to play first half. 27-9 Galesburg. Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, and Myra Diggins back in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jenna Zamuda, 5'5 junior at the line for the Pioneers. Second one up and good as well. Well, they're perfect from the line. Streaks haven't even gone to the free throw line yet. Myra Diggins with the ball between the circles. Left wing to Jessica Lieber. Double team. Gets a shot up on the right baseline or left baseline. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Yeager for the Pioneers. Now this is Zamuda across midcourt left side. 3-on-2 break. Gets it on the right block to Tagon. She puts up the 5-footer. Can't hit. Rebound comes out long to Jessica Lieber. She'll give way to Paige Klink. Paige across midcourt on the right side. Now top of the key to Myra Diggins with 4:10 to play in the half. Emma Junk has it out high on the right side. Right wing to Paige Klink. Now Jessica Lieber, three-pointer from straight on is good.
You're not going to miss that.
Third of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. Make it 30-10 Streaks. And now a steal by Jessica Lieber on the inbound. Paige Klink on the right wing. Goes right baseline. Tried to get it to Emma Junk on the left side. Ball kicked away by Charlene Yeager. What a half by the Silver Streaks. And Jay Hatch told you in that pregame interview that we looked awfully good on Saturday. He hoped he didn't see that team. Well, that's the exact team he's seeing.
Well, Chuck Ledbetter, the assistant coach, talked to me about being afraid of the threes, and he should be.
Jessica Howard. Jessica Howard out high on the left side. She puts up another. She's got three threes in the ballgame. Make it 33-10 Streaks.
Can I get a triple cheese at halftime?
How about Jessica Howard now with the steal and gets fouled by Taylor Johnson, a 5'7 junior who's in. Johnson with a foul. Nice job by Jessica Howard. Nailed the three, went down, and just grabbed the ball away from Johnson and picked up the foul on her.
This is amazing. I'm amazing this team. I'm amazed this team can do this.
Right baseline. Mickey Rodriguez with it. Tried to get to Jessica Howard. Ball goes into the backcourt. Streaks hustling back. And that was a late whistle. I didn't think they were going to make the over and back call because no Pioneer hit the ball. So the Streaks, what's that? Their sixth turnover?
Seven? That's Galesburg's third.
Only the third. Wow. That's even more amazing. Hefner with it. Out on the right wing. Knocked away by Megan Young. Ball goes out of bounds. What hustle by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson in for the Streaks. Back in for the Pioneers is Jenna Zamuda. She's going to replace Taylor Johnson. 3:20 to play first half. 33-10 Streaks lead. Inbound comes to Josie Beckwith, 5'4 junior, back into the ballgame. Nearly went over and back. Left wing gets it to Jenna Zamuda. Back out to Beckwith. Now swing it over to the right baseline. Ball knocked away by Jamie Johnson. Great defensive stand by the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they'll be replaced. To line change, it's Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton back in for Galesburg with 3:11 to play in the half.
This is not the Alleman half-court offense that we're used to seeing.
Inbound comes to Hefner. She's trapped up. Looks for help. Now gets it out high to Charlene Yeager. Now left baseline. Goes around to Zamuda. Drives in the left side. Puts her right hand up off the glass and in. And that's her first basket. She's got 4 points. Three-pointer from the left wing is no good by Paige Klink. Bounces. Hits the behind the glass after it bounced down. And the Pioneers will bring it the length of the court with just under 3 minutes to play in the half. Inbound comes to Zamuda. She'll run it across left side. Gets it on the right wing to Tagon. Shot no good. Rebound comes down. This is Hefner. She can't hit the shot. And Sadie Hamilton with another rebound for the Streaks. Gives to Bailey Boyer. Now Paige Klink has it. Left wing. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Top of the key. She'll fire the long three-pointer and got it. Sadie with her second basket. She's got five. Make it 36-12 Streaks.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
2.5 to play. Pioneers with a fast break, and then they pull it out. Josie Beckwith pulls it out near midcourt. Out high on the right side. This is Hefner. Now goes right baseline to Yeager. She'll fire the 17-footer. No good. Rebound to Jessica Lieber. Streaks on the run. Lieber gives to Boyer. Bailey Boyer across midcourt right side. Hesitation dribble. Now runs down the right side of the lane. Pass is stolen away, though, by Yeager. Yeager runs it down the right side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Ball goes out of bounds. What a great defensive play. Sadie's made three really nice plays down there. Got called for a foul on one that she didn't commit, but another nice defensive play by Sadie Hamilton.
She's deceivingly quick, Hamilton is. She doesn't look like she's exerting herself, but, man, she runs the floor well.
Line change for both teams. Jay Hatch brought five new players in. In fact, it's the same five that started the ball game. Streaks also, it's Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, and Rainey Sibley. And Jamie Johnson steals the inbound. 2 minutes to play, first half, 36-12 Streaks. Ty Peachy on the left wing with it. Gives to Emma Junk out between the circles. Quickly back to Ty Peachy. Now Jamie Johnson out high between the circles. Out high right side. Emma Junk gives to Rainey Sibley on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Has it snatched away and going to have a tie-up. Nice quick hands that time by Ann Bonert. But Rainey able to tie her up after she knocked it away. And the Streaks get it on the alternate possession.
Peachy's got to pop that ball back out top of the key.
Rainey to inbound from the right baseline. 1:47 to play in the half. Right wing to Jessica Howard. Top of the key, it's Jamie Johnson. Fakes, drives right, spins into the paint. Puts up a shot off the glass. Thought she got fouled, didn't hit it, but gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Ty Peachy. Out high, Jessica Howard gives to Ty Peachy out high on the right side. She'll dribble left, stop to the free throw line. Now spins into the paint, kicks out to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Gets a pick from Ty. Nice move. Hesitation dribble. Can't hit the layup. And the rebound comes down to Sierra Davis. Another really nice move by Jamie Johnson. A little bit hard on the shot, though.
Nobody near her.
And we're going to walk the other way for a chance at the one a bonus. Ty Peachy picked up her second foul, 17th foul now on the Streaks, and this will put Sierra Davis at the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus, 1:25 to play, first half. Treeks led 16-6 at the end of the first quarter. That was in the midst of a 19-2 run by Galesburg, who now leads 36-12. They've hit 8 three-pointers in the ball game, 4 at each quarter. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard on the floor for the threes. Free throw no good. Sadie Hamilton with another rebound and gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt, has her crossover dribble snatched away, now goes to the floor. Nice hustle by Bailey Boyer, but Wendell comes up with it and gives way to Boner. Boner across midcourt, right side, gets cut off by Bailey Boyer. Now tab of the key gives to Maryam McLaughlin. Right block pass knocked away. Wendell comes up with it on the right baseline. Now this is McLaughlin with it, gets it over to Kelso on the left elbow. Out high right side, this is Boner. Boner back to McLaughlin, top of the key, left baseline, goes to Davis, 18-footer is up, no good. Rebound to Bailey Boyer for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, under a minute to play in the half. Bailey Boyer, cross midcourt, right side, got to be careful not to get called for that push off there. Bailey using that right arm to hold the defender off. Sadie with it now between the circles, 42 seconds to play, dribbles left, comes to the wing, picks up the dribble with 40. Now gets out to Bailey Boyer, left of the center circle with 35. She'll dribble right and pick up her dribble. Now Sadie has it between the circles with 31 seconds to play. And Evan Massey calls a timeout. He's going to bring in Megan Young, Myra Diggins, and Paige Klink. A 30-second timeout. 29.8 seconds to play in the half. Streaks in control, 36-12.
He was yelling, pass it, when Boyer was out at center court. I think he wants that quick ball movement around the perimeter, run it down for one shot, and then see if they can maybe get the three or get the back door to end the half.
Special interview coming up at halftime. We're going to talk to a former Galesburg Silver Streak, currently a Division I athlete, Luke Junk, running cross-country and track at DePaul University. He's on his break right now, and he's going to come up and chat with us a little bit at halftime, a state champion in track and field several times over for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who were very successful the last several years in cross-country and track and field, one of those very good middle-distance runners for the Streaks and now competing for DePaul. Right wing, Myra Diggins with it, gives to Sadie Hamilton. Now Paige Klink out high on the left side, near the center circle, picks up the dribble with 20 seconds to play, gets to Megan Young out high on the left side with 17. Back to Paige in the center circle. She'll dribble right. Yeah. Now gets to Sadie between the circles. Yeah, can't pick up that dribble out there.
He wants him to pop out, and he's going to try to now either seven. Get the three or the back door.
Jessica Howard, oh, pass stolen away. Paige Klink tried to swing it over to Jessica Howard. Now Jessica unfortunately reached in. She's going to get called for the foul with 3.2 to play, and that's going to put who's going to go to the free throw line, I believe. It's going to be Maryam McLaughlin.
Good pressure by Alleman around the three-point perimeter. They're known for that. They haven't been able to do it like they used to do it, but good pressure there preventing Galesburg from setting up that last shot.
Maryam McLaughlin to the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. First one is up and good. That is her third point of the ball game. 3.2 to play. Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber in as Paige Klink and Megan Young go to the bench. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. Okay, yeah. Jessica Howard's still in. Oh, that's going to be a violation. She hadn't made taken the shot yet. Is she going to get an extra, or are they just going to give her her second shot anyway? Yeah, Jessica Lieber tried to step into the lane there after they'd already bounced the ball to the shooter. Alleman doesn't have anybody up on the line. They've got four back to guard that three-point line. Second shot up, in and out. No. Oh, she is going to get another shot now after the violation. Okay, I wasn't sure what would happen on that. So McLaughlin missed the second, made the third. What's the old NBA? Three to make two. Now a half-court shot up and no good, but it's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks outscored the Pioneers. 8. And at halftime, it's Galesburg 36, Alleman 14. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You diehard sports fan.
Prove it. Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The Mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove's for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Beacon Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons.
Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Jim Wyman. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks dominate the Alleman Pioneers in the first half. Streaks led 16-6 at the end of the first quarter in the midst of a 19-2 run, and they outscored the Pioneers 20-8 in that second quarter and hold a 36-14 halftime lead. 8 three-pointers in the ballgame for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who have not even gone to the free throw line in the first half. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare, and we've got a special interview here at halftime. Our halftime interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, former Galesburg Silver Streak athlete, now a Division I athlete with the DePaul Blue Demons, Lucas Junk. Luke ran cross country and track and field for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Luke, welcome.
Hey, welcome, Tom.
Thanks thanks for coming up with us. How is it? Number one, just so our listeners know, you're one of your younger sisters, Emma, playing for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, a sophomore up on the varsity. How's it feel kind of to sit and watch your sister competing in varsity athletics?
Oh, it's amazing. Emma's had a really great season so far, and it's better to watch from outside the student section because I can actually kind of more focus on how she's doing.
Have you given her any tips or any points? You played some basketball as well through junior high and a little bit into high school as well.
Well, I haven't really given her any points because of the style of offense they run. You know, her role is more of rebounding and kicking out, but I think she's doing a stellar job so far.
Well, let's talk about you and what's going on at DePaul. Of course, cross-country season is over and getting ready for track and field. I imagine you probably practice for the indoor season has already started. Is that the case?
Yes, we already had one meet at Notre Dame, actually.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first off, let's talk about your cross-country season and how that went. Obviously, that's probably cross-country probably isn't necessarily your favorite thing because you're more of a middle-distance guy, but how did that go?
Oh, it was actually an amazing experience. It was a weird perspective being – I've always been used to being at the front of the pack like in practice and stuff, but this, I'm one of the last guys coming around. My job was to keep up practicing hard, making my teammates better, you know, pushing them every day in practice, make sure they don't slack off, and help them out every way possible.
How about in track and field, what are you going to specialize? Are they deciding what they're going to have you do?
Actually, the cool part about freshman year is you get to pick what you want to run.
Mm-hmm.
This year I'm going to be running the 400, the 800, and the 1500.
Oh, wow. So they're letting you do all three.
Very range level. Not like the open 400, but I'll be in like relays and stuff.
Okay. Well, and, you know, it's also got to be neat when you get to that, especially that Division I level. Even though you didn't necessarily grow up, you don't see necessarily a lot of track and field on TV. But, you know, for instance, running at Notre Dame and some of the teams you'll see competing in the Big East Conference, you're Syracuse and Pitt and Georgetown, seeing some of those schools.
Yeah. We had Notre Dame, actually, I was running my 1,000, and usually I'm used to sitting and kicking because that's what I could do around here, but when I started my sprint, I didn't necessarily pass anyone. Everyone kind of was at that level where these are the top-notch. I ran with the All-American, they had a 144 guy. I ran with
him.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you're seeing it from a whole new
perspective.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's upcoming for DePaul. You've got, obviously, a little bit of time off for Christmas. When will you have to go back and start practice again?
January 2nd is when practice starts, and the season carries on all the way through, like, the middle of June.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about facilities, because DePaul, for the most part, athletically, really doesn't have any facilities on campus, do they?
Oh, we go to the Ray Meyer Center, which is an athletic, like, it's for, like, the whole student body and fitness center, but they have a 200-meter track up there, mm-hmm. so that's where we practice on.
Okay.
Now, it's banged, too, so it's not like a super small track. I mean, they give us a little bit of room to work with.
Yeah. How about as far as your meets, either indoor or outdoor, will you have any home meets at all?
Actually, we have the DePaul Relays. That's in early May. And that's kind of like a chance for us to try to qualify for the NCAAs or qualify for the Big East meet.
Now, where will that be held? Is it?
Oh, which meet? The Big East or NCAA?
Yeah, your home meet, the big one.
Oh, at Lane Tech Stadium. It's Lane Tech High School.
Okay.
So we practice and run our meets there.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, as far as the indoor season, how many meets will they actually participate in? And will be like different people just getting a chance to qualify. And once somebody qualifies, they won't necessarily keep running. Is that how it'll work? Or
yeah, that's kind of how it works. We have our indoor season last until actually about mid-March. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the NCAAs are. Everyone only, like, basically us, we run one meet, like one... like one race meet probably, because they want us to try to qualify for this Big East meet, so they don't want guys tripling up, then they can have like fresh guys out there.
All right, we're talking with Luke Junk, former Galesburg Silver Streak athlete, and now running cross country and track and field for the DePaul Blue Demons. What, as far as overall the track program at DePaul, what are your thoughts on that program and their history?
Oh, the program's definitely building up. I mean, started off like 4 or 5 years ago, they were really rebuilding this program, but now we have about a few guys that could potentially All-Americans this year. We have a long distance runner who was ranked 20th in the nation in cross country. We have a lot of stellar, but mostly stellar mid-distance guys. We have a lot of guys who can run from the 400 to 800. We have lots of guys that can go sub 150 even.
Wow. That's impressive.
It is very impressive. It's a privilege to work with them too, because, you know, in practice I had to push myself to kind of get where I wanted to go, but this I have plenty of guys that that keep me motivated and keep me pushing.
It's like you're doing the chasing instead of chasing them rather than...
Yes, I am chasing for sure.
All right. Well, Luke, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Luke Junk, former Galesburg Silver Streak athlete, now running track and field and cross country for the DePaul Blue Demons. We'll take a timeout. It is halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball, WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, colder and a low dropping to 11. Tomorrow, sunny with a high reaching 22, clouds rolling in. On Friday night, a low dropping back to 7. Looking ahead to Saturday, we'll see sunny skies, a high around 19. Clouds overnight, low 5. And Sunday, cloudy skies with a high of 22. Right now, 20 in downtown Galesburg at WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Galesburg High School, John Field Gymnasium. Things happen fast and furious when the Galesburg Silver Streaks on the floor are on the floor. Within the first about 26 seconds, there were two baskets and a turnover. Streaks now lead 38-16. Our halftime scoreboard, by the way, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Galesburg sophomores fell 54-47. Streaks leading 38-16. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll host the United Township Panthers. Jamie Johnson fires the three from out high on the left side. Puts it up and in. She's got seven. Make it 41-16. Streaks, who hit 8 3-pointers in the first half. Now a steal by Ty Peachy. Ty runs down the right side of the lane, gets hammered and knocked to the floor by Wendell. Wendell helps her up, though, and Ty Peachy is going to go to the free throw line. This will be the first free throw the Galesburg Silver Streaks have attempted in this game. And it's not that they have not aggressively been going to the basket, but when they've been doing it, they've been getting free.
Galesburg shot 44% from the field, 16 for 36. They were 9 from 20 from the three-point arc, 45%. Alleman 5 for 23 for 22% from the field, 0 for 2 from the three-point line. Rebounds, Alleman had 5, 2 offensive. Galesburg with 19 rebounds, 6 offensive. Alleman with 14 turnovers, now up to 16. Galesburg with 8. So Galesburg dominating the game on the stats chart.
Ty Peachy made the first free throw, second one in and out, no good. Kelso down with a rebound for the Pioneers. Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Ty Peachy, and Jessica Howard in for the Streaks. And another Alleman turnover up to 17 as Davis traveled with the ball, and Bailey Boyer checks in and replaces Ty Peachy.
Well, you just wonder how the Streaks team is going to match up against Moline.
I mean, you look on paper, they don't match up at all, but you know what? Neither did Rock Island.
I'm not going to miss that game.
Inbound comes to Bailey Boyer, left to the center circle, picks up her dribble, gives to Myra Diggins on the left wing. Out high, left side, it goes to Sadie Hamilton. Now between the circles, it's Bailey Boyer to Paige Klink, left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. That one's short. Rebound comes out long. It's going to go off the Pioneers last, I believe. Yes, it does. And the Streaks are going to have it on their the sideline just in front of their bench. Sadie Hamilton will inbound. Into the Alleman lineup for the first time tonight, Hannah Murray. She is a 5'10 junior. She replaces Zoe Kelso, the 6-foot sophomore. Now, this Alleman team, we've seen improvement throughout the year. Obviously, the Streaks are making them not look good tonight. But, boy, this is such a young team. Next couple of years, they're going to be a pretty good ball club. Jessica Howard, top of the key on the dribble, goes to the left wing, gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton, stops and fires a three, short. Rebound comes out long. Sadie Hamilton not able to run it down, and the Pioneers will bring it the length of the court with 6:11 to play in the third quarter, and the Streaks leading 42-16. Galesburg Silver Streak boys tomorrow night. They'll play host to United Township in the Western Big Six. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have the action around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 tip-off. Then coming up Saturday, got a couple of games, one here on WGIL, one on 92.7 FM, as Sadie Hamilton comes up with a steal on the full court pressure. Sadie with it, gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey drives down the right side of the lane, now pulls it out, gives to Sadie Hamilton on the give and go. Sadie puts it up on the right baseline, no good, but she is fouled by Hannah Murray. So Sadie goes to the free throw line with two shots. Sadie with 5 points in the game. But coming up on Saturday, the Galesburg High girls will be on the road at Maine South, the alma mater of Hillary Rodham, in case you care. Park Ridge up in the O'Hare area. And Jim and I will be there for that game, getting underway around 2:06 for the pregame, 2:30 tip-off. The Galesburg High boys, meanwhile, 2:55 for the pregame. They're taking part in the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College. They'll take on the Bettendorf Bulldogs. That game will be on 92.7 FM. Sadie Hamilton's first free throw up and good. Second one good as well. They get 44-16. J.V. Johnson in. Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Emma Junk for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Luke Junk, who came up here with us at halftime, very proud of his younger sister Emma and the job she's doing as a varsity athlete.
That's an athletic family.
His brother Daniel, twin brother, also played football and ran track for the Streaks. Now a near steal by Ty Peachy. Up with it is Ellen Kashke, a 5'9 junior, into the ballgame for the first time. She's got it out high on the right side, wearing a face mask like she's got apparently a nose injury. On the left block, it goes to Ann Bonert. She can't hit the shot. Ty Peachy down with a rebound for the Streaks. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Ty brings it down the right side, kicks out to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer right wing, bounces off, no good. Emma Junk with a rebound and has it ripped away by, what was it, looked like Bonert got a hand on it. Now this is Davis with it. Runs down the right side of the lane, and we got a foul. Is it going to go against Ty Peachy? There was three white jerseys there. Ty Peachy got called for the block. Ty went to the floor, and that's actually her third foul with 5:16 to play third quarter. Ty might have been a little bit shaken up on that one. She hit the floor pretty hard. at the free throw line. Sierra Davis, 5'7", just a freshman. First one is up and good. And this is a young lady that's, she's going to be one of those Holloman guards. We've seen a number of them over the years that got a lot of playing time as freshmen, and this is kind of trial by fire with this ball club, and they're going to take their lumps, but this is going to be a good young guard or a good little guard by the time she's a junior and senior.
Well, I came in when A.J. Ledbetter was a sophomore, and she broke Galesburg's heart in that regional final by making free throws down the stretch as a sophomore.
Second shot up and good by Davis. Make it 44-18. Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Sadie Hamilton for the streaks. Jessica Howard, left wing on the dribble. Crosses over, goes to the free throw line, picks it up, and gives to Bailey Boyer out left to the center circle. She dribbles left and hands off to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie, top of the key, hesitation dribble. Ooh, tried to get it to Megan Young. Nice thought. Sadie drew the defender and tried to hook the pass over the top to Megan Young, but a little bit too high.
Ninth turnover on Galesburg, Tom.
4:53 to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 44-18 lead. The Pioneers will bring it the length of the court. Inbounding is Ellen Kashke. And it's stolen away by Jessica Howard. Gives to Bailey Boyer, left wing. Now top of the key. Sadie Hamilton fires another long three off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped out by Mickey Rodriguez. It's going to go off Mickey last. And the Pioneers will try to bring it the length of the court once again. 44-18, the Galesburg lead. They were up 16-6 at the end of the first quarter, 20-8 at halftime. Davis runs it down the right side. Layup is no good, but a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Sadie Hamilton. And that's going to be the second on Sadie. And Sierra Davis goes back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's got four points. She just hit two for two from the line moments ago.
I think you're right about Sierra Davis, Tom. She is going to be a nice player. Free throw form is just perfect.
Yeah, and
bends the legs.
Yeah, and you know, her shot in the game, I think she's tried to hurry it a little bit, so it hasn't looked that good numerous times. But yeah, when she stepped to the line last time, I saw that she got really nice form on the free throws and missed that one a little bit short, but nice form. She's going to be a good ball player. Second shot is away, and it is good.
And I love this Rainey Sibley for Galesburg. She is just a ball of energy.
Rainey back in there with Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. Rainey has it right wing on the dribble. Now gives to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Fakes, drives into the paint. Gets tripped up, and the ball gets stolen away by Jenna Zamuda. And that double dribble called on Zamuda. Jessica Lieber had made the move into the paint, kind of got bumped, and tried to make the pass as she got bumped, and the ball got stolen away by Zamuda, but the Streaks get it right back with 4:24 to play in the third. 44-19, Streaks lead. Rainey Sibley to inbound from the right baseline, and tried to get it inbounds to Myra Diggins. Kashke was there, and unwittingly knocked it out of bounds. She had her back turned to the play, but the pass just happened to go off the back of her legs out of bounds, so now Rainey will inbound from the left baseline. And the inbound stolen away. Streaks weren't ready for that one. Davis has it. Nice look underneath to Zamuda. She can't hit the shot. Nice play by Jessica Lieber. Got called for the foul, but prevented an easy layup for Zamuda.
That's a good foul by Lieber there. Sibley needs to work a little bit on her inbound passing.
Yeah, the first one went off the back of the legs of Kashke. Second one kind of went to nobody but a green jersey that time. At the free throw line is Jenna Zamuda. She is 3 for 3 on the night as she hits that one. She's got 5 points. Make it 44-20 with 4:17 to play in the third quarter. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Kerry Hefner back in for the Pioneers. Second shot up and good as well. Quickly back the other way. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Megan Young on the left block. Couldn't hit the shot, but Ty Peachy there to get the rebound. I'm not sure how she got down there that quick to get it. Now Jamie Johnson goes from the top of the key all the way down the right side of the lane. Lay it up and in. She's got 9. Make it 46-21. 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Hefner across midcourt, left side, or rather right side for the Pioneers. Now gets left to the center circle to Yeager. Left winger goes to Zamuda. Zamuda dribbles, now gets to the right baseline to Beckwith. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound off the hand of Jamie Johnson last. And the Pioneers will have it on their own left baseline. 46-21, Streaks lead. 3:46 to play, third quarter. Hefner gets it on the right block. Shot up and no good by Tegan. Foul's going to be called. It's going to go against Megan Young. And that'll be the first one on Megan. That's the fourth team foul now on the Streaks here in the second half with 3:45 to play in the third quarter.
Well, they're going to the line a lot, Tom.
And they've actually shot very well. That's only their second miss of the half. They were 4 for 6 in the first half. They're 9 of, let's see.
She made it.
She made that second one, so 1-2 there. 6 of 8 here in the second half. Left baseline, Jamie Johnson leans in, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Charlene Yeager. I couldn't tell from here. It looked like maybe Jamie put that arm out and pushed off, but I don't think if she did, it was a pretty good acting job, because I don't think she hit that hard if she did. Is that what you saw?
I thought Jamie Johnson committed the offensive foul, and so did Jay Hatch.
He's not arguing too much. He just kind of, at this point. He was up and asked the official about it, but
he hasn't had to work them too hard tonight, these
no,
three officials.
No, they've done a good job with this one. It's been relatively physical, but they've done a nice job with it. Bailey Boyer drives down the right side of the lane. She'll lay it up, and she got pushed. No call, but gets it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Bailey getting it up there while getting pushed away from the basket. Make it 48-22. Beckwith, or rather, this is Zamuda, brings it to the left wing. Gets it out high, left side to Yeager. Yeager trapped up by Myra Diggins, and Jessica Lieber now dribbles out of trouble. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. Jessica runs it down right side. Nice bounce pass left side. Myra Diggins puts it up, shot blocked. Myra saves it in bounds, and it's picked up on the baseline. Now the ball goes loose, and Zamuda comes up with it for the Alleman Pioneers. Nice pass from Jessica Lieber to Myra Diggins, and now the ball's knocked away by Paige Klink, and the Pioneers will bring it the length of the court. On that steal, it was first Myra and Jessica on the trap. Yeager dribbled out of it, but then Myra got around in front of her, hustled around, and made her spin back the other way. Jessica was waiting there for her to make the steal. 2:59 to play third quarter, 48-22 streaks lead. Back in, Rainey Sibley, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, and Ty Peachy. Cross midcourt, left side. This is McLaughlin for the Pioneers. Brings it back out near midcourt, trapped up, looking for help. Gives way to Bonard. Bonard dribbles to the left wing. Now gets out high left side to McLaughlin. In the paint it goes. An air ball put up from about 13 feet by Yeager. Pioneers get it back. Now ball knocked away by Ty Peachy, and they're going to say it goes off Ty Lass. The Pioneers will get it back. Ty knocked it away from Ann Bonard. And the Pioneers will have it on the near sideline with 2:33 to play in the quarter.
Boy, Ty Peachy just full speed all the time. Came from one side of the court to the other to knock that ball away.
On the dribble out high on the right side as McLaughlin picks up. Nice backdoor pass on the left side. Up off the glass shot is no good by Bonert. The Pioneers have gotten some looks and just can't convert. Jessica Howard, the step back three from the right wing is no good. Rebound, Rainey Sibley. Now it's Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three out high on the right side and got it. Or rather, that was the left side. Ty Peachy with her first three of the ball game. She's got six, make it 51-22 streaks. Full court pressure, 2:05 to play.
You got to love it when Rainey Sibley gets an offensive rebound.
On the left baseline, this is Beckwith with it for the Pioneers. Drug the pivot foot, no call. Now left wing, it goes to Yeager. Yeager swings it to the right wing to Bonert. On the right block, shot is up off the glass and in by Paige Tagon. That's her first basket. She's got 3 points. Now under the basket, shot up and no good by Emma Junk, but she got fouled from behind. Was it Tagon or was it Yeager that got there is going to get the call? Goes against Tagon. That's going to be her first foul, and Emma Junk will go to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Well, Coach Massey says it'll come, the inside play for Junk, but she turned away to the left that time rather than moving the ball over to the left side. You talked about earlier, Tom, how she did shoot a left-handed layup. She was on the left side that time, but shot it right-handed. There was no way that ball was going to go in. She drew the foul, but if she would have shot it left-handed, then she would have had a chance to make the shot and have the 3-point try.
First free throw up and no good for Emma. 1:41 to play here in the third quarter. 51-24 streaks trail. Second one off the back iron, no good. Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton back in for the streaks. And a steal by Emma Junk. Gets to Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. Swing it over to Megan Young. Three-pointer left wing. Off the rim. No rebound. Bailey Boyer. And she'll pull it out. It got knocked away by Bonert. And the streaks are going to get it back on the right baseline as Myra Diggins comes in to replace Emma Junk with 1:27 to play third quarter.
How close are we to the cheeseburger? We're to the G.
Let's see. We're to the G, yep. Inbounds to Sadie Hamilton on the left block. Gets knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Bailey Boyer picks it up. Now Megan Young, left wing, fires a three, and she's got another one. Second of the ball game for Megan. She's got 12. Make it 54-24 streaks. 1:12 to play, third quarter. Out high, left side. This is McLaughlin to the left block, or to the left elbow. That was Kelso. Pass knocked away. Kelso gets it back. Now right baseline. Wendell, 10-footer is up and good.
Hamilton is so athletic inside. She batted the first one away and almost got the second one that went in by Wendell.
Now Jessica Lieber on the left wing. on the dribble, gets a pick from Sadie Hamilton. She'll stop and fire the three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to McLaughlin for the Pioneers. 43 seconds to play in the quarter. McLaughlin nearly double dribbled. Finally got it off to Wendell, still in the backcourt. Now a pass nearly stolen away by Myra Diggins, is knocked in the air, but McLaughlin came up with it. Now Kelso drives down the right side of the lane, can't hit. Ooh, Sadie Hamilton got called for a phantom foul there.
She got beat on that play. She was one step behind Zoe Kelso of Alleman. But the other time in the previous play, she almost got a block. She blocked the first shot and then almost blocked the second one that went in. I think she caught Kelso in the mouth with that attempted block.
So 11 three-pointers for the streaks of the ball game as Kelso is at the free throw line. Zoe Kelso, 6 foot, just a sophomore. As we said, this is going to be an Alleman team in the future that's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
And what do you got to get? 13 for the double
cheese.
Yeah,
13.
Right?
We got two more. First free throw no good by Kelso. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Kelso eyes the second. It's up, in and out, and ooh, fell back in. It looked like it was going to fall off the rim, but it kind of sat there and fell through. So Kelso gets the second one. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Make it 54-27. Back in for the Pioneers, Jenna Zamuda, as she replaces McLaughlin. 30 seconds to play, third quarter. Jamie Johnson gets to tie, or rather, Paige Klink out high on the left side. Now Jessica Howard between the circles, out high right side to Ty Peachy. Now it's Jessica Howard, three-pointer, long one from the left wing, is in and out, no good. Rebound comes out long to Ty Peachy. Streaks just out hustling the Pioneers. Now Jamie Johnson, three-pointer right baseline, is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Wendell. Now Zamuda has it, gets to Beckwith. Beckwith across midcourt, right side. It's Boner. Boner drives down, picks it up just inside the three-point arc. Pass got knocked away. Zamuda is able to run it down, goes down the left side of the lane. Can't hit the shot at the buzzer. We have played three quarters of basketball. It's all Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks 54, Pioneers 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorns and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading 54-47. Tom Meredith along with Jim Wyman. Jessica Howard with the basketball on the left wing. Kicks out to Megan Young. Now Ty Peachy has it. Mickey Rodriguez and Jamie Johnson in the ballgame as well for the Streaks. Pioneers still in the man-to-man defense. Jamie Johnson gets to Ty Peachy between the circles. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes out long to Jessica Howard. Has to actually save it inbounds to Ty Peachy. Swing it to Mickey on the left wing. She'll fire another one. This one got partially blocked. And the rebound tipped away by Jessica Howard. Boy, these Streaks are just hustling. Doesn't matter which end of the floor. It's crazy.
Those are the first two three-pointers, the first two shots that Rodriguez has taken.
Pioneers break the full-court pressure. Davis runs it down the right side, lays it up and in. The freshman Sierra Davis. She's got seven, make it 54-29. Ty Peachy gets pushed from behind, knocked to the floor by Davis as she stopped at the free throw line. That'll be just the 15th foul on the Pioneers. Second foul on Davis.
Well, I think we can safely say that this Galesburg team is for real. We saw them down November 24th at Quincy, and everybody was kind of surprised at what they did to the Blue Devils. Alleman was down by 11 points to that Quincy team starting the fourth quarter and came back and won, but this Galesburg team is for real.
Inbound pass stolen away by Davis, and Bailey Boyer is going to be called for the foul. That was just wrong place, wrong time. Not really Bailey's fault on that one. That is her first foul. 16 foul on the Streaks. 7-11 to play in the ballgame. Sadie Hamilton with a steal on the inbound. What an athletic play. I don't know how in the heck she got around Kelso to get that one. Now Paige Klink, three-pointer left wing, long. Rebound Jessica Howard. She'll lean in, put it up off the glass, and got it. That's rare that you see Jessica Howard pull down the offensive rebound and not kick it back out for a three, but she put it right back up and in. Now Paige Klink with a steal on the full court pressure. Right wing, Jessica Howard fakes the three, now picks up. Gives to Paige Klink out between the circles. Left wing, Bailey Boyer. She'll fire the long three. Short. Rebound, Myra Diggins up off the glass and got it. Right into the hands of Myra. Her first basket of the ballgame. Make it 58-29 streaks. Quickly back the other way. This is Bonert. Shot blocked. And Sadie Hamilton with a block and the rebound.
What a block by Hamilton. What a game she's played.
Sadie with it. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the paint. Stops and kicks it out to Paige Klink. Left wing. Paige on the dribble. In the paint. Now kicks out to Bailey Boyer. Top of the key to Sadie.
Here
left
we go.
Wing. Steps out. Fires a three. Short. Rebound. Jessica Howard tried to save it in bounds. They're going to say she stepped on the inline, though, with 6:15 to play. Streaks want to get those two other three-pointers.
I think they're trying, aren't they?
I think they are. They've got 11 for the ball game. Back in, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Emma Junk. Wendell to inbound for the Pioneers. Then it comes to Kelso. Now the freshman, Davis, across midcourt right side, working against Sibley. Runs it down, and Rainey's going to get called for the foul.
She all right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Went down kind of hard as she and Davis collided as Davis went up for the shot. Rainey picks up her first foul. Seventh team foul on the streak, so the Pioneers will be shooting from here on out, but it's two shots for Davis anyway on the shooting foul.
Well, we know who Galesburg is going to play and when they're going to play at Charleston, Tom. On the first day of the tournament, they'll play at 11 a.m. The girls will play Effingham. The boys also will play Effingham. And then on the 28th, the girls will play at 8:30 against Paris, and the boys will play at 9:45 against Mattoon.
So that, at least the first couple of games of the tournament set, and obviously the rest of them will be determined after the results of the others. Both free throws up and no good. Ty Peachy with a rebound, and she takes it coast to coast and lays it up and in and make it 60-29 streaks. Under 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Davis on the dribble, right wing, goes right baseline to Hefner. Out high right side, it goes to McLaughlin. Now back to Hefner on the right wing. Looks over the defense, gives to McLaughlin between the circles. Now at the free throw line, this is Tagon. Now back to Hefner on the right wing. Now this is Tagon at the free throw line. She'll drive into the paint, stops, and she gets cut off by three white jerseys, and she's called for the travel. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Rainey Sibley all right there to help cause that turnover.
23 turnovers on all of them.
With 5:32 to play in the ballgame, 60-29, the Galesburg lead. Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Bailey Boyer has it out high on the right side. Dribbles left, picks up and gives to Jessica Howard. She'll drive into the paint. She's going to put up the runner. Bounces off, no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound, puts it up short. And the rebound comes down to Yeager for the Pioneers. 5:09 to play. This is Sierra Davis, right wing. Give and go, and it goes to Tagon. 10-footer's up and no good, but Hefner comes down with a rebound for the Pioneers. Her putback goes off the bottom of the glass, and Sadie Hamilton there for another streaks rebound. Under five to play. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer is away and good! There's 12 for the game. 4 for Jessica Howard. 63-29. Right baseline, Hefner for the Pioneers. And a steal. Ooh, ball knocked away. Nope, it's going to go after off the streak slash. Nice defense by Jessica Howard. She was able to knock the ball away. Couldn't quite come up with it. Back in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins. 4:41 to play in the ballgame. 63-29 streaks. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll host the United Township Panthers here at John Thiel Gym. Give and go on the inbound play. Shot no good, but a foul's going to be called on Myra Diggins. Got there too late to cut off Zamuda, so she'll go to the free throw line with two shots.
You know, I shut that Metamora game off when they were down by 14. I listened to it last Friday night, and then I opened the paper on Sunday morning and saw that they had come back and won.
Yeah, that was quite an effort to even get back in that one, let alone come out with the win.
This is a real interesting year in Galesburg boys and girls basketball.
First free throw no good. Second one is up and good for Zamuda. 63-30, streaks lead. Out between the circles, Myra Diggins gets to Jessica Lieber on the left wing. Looks over the defense. Dribbles left, spins toward the baseline, puts it up off the glass. Oh, shot a little bit too hard. Emma Junk keeps the rebound alive. Ball goes to the floor, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. What a nice move by Jessica Lieber from the left wing. they're so cognizant of that three-point ability, they come out and guard you, so she makes a nice move. The spin on the left wing into the paint just a little bit hard with a shot. 4:25 to play. Streaks lead 63-30. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and the freshman, sophomore Chloe Anderson, also sophomore Sharon Diggins. Myra Diggins is in there for the Streaks. Wait a minute. I thought it was...
Change of call.
Oh. They must have changed the possession arrow. They must have had it wrong. I don't know. Streaks back in a 2-3 zone now. They're going to take off the full court pressure. Right wing, it goes to Johnson. Now it's Beckwith with it. Top of the key to Zamuda. Left wing now to Johnson. Left baseline, it goes to Murray. Back to the left wing. This is Zamuda. Three-pointer is up and good. First three-pointer of the ball game for the Alleman Pioneers. 63-39. Chloe Anderson couldn't hold on to the pass. Stepped on the baseline. Streaks turned it over with just under 4 minutes to play. Cross midcourt. This is Beckwith for the Pioneers. Right wing to Johnson. On the right elbow, it goes to Kashke. Now running down the left side. Zamuda gets it up off the glass. And she's having a pretty good game tonight. And make it 63-35 Streaks. Ty Peachy with it. Gives to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Howard dribbles into the paint. Kicks to Ty Peachy. Top of the key out high right side. Jamie Johnson penetrates. Kicks it out to Sharon Diggins on the left wing. Now it's Ty Peachy with it out high on the right side. Goes to the wing. Backs in. Now gets to Jessica Howard out far on the right side. Back to Ty Peachy. Streaks content to work a little bit of clock here. Sure, they're still going to look for a three. Got to help us out.
Burger.
That triple cheeseburger. McDonald's, I'm loving it. There it is. Three-pointer. Jessica Howard is good. That one was out high on the left side, out just inside the volleyball spike line. Make it 66-35. 13 three-pointers in the ball game again for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Right baseline, this is Murray with it. Top of the key, it goes to Zamuda near steal. Now Jessica Howard knocks it away again. Johnson stepped on the sideline, so Jessica Howard causes another Alleman turnover with 2:51 to play.
24 turnovers on Alleman. Not the usual Jay Hatch coach team.
No. And you know, really, honestly, you got to credit the Galesburg Silver Streaks for just taking them completely out of their game. Megan Young back in for the Streaks along with Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, and Allison Mangieri, 5'4 sophomore in for the Streaks. Sadie Hamilton out between the circles, out high right side. Bailey Boyer, Streaks going to run a little more clock. Sadie dribbles right, gives to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Allison on the dribble, gives to Sadie Hamilton. Fakes a three, drives into the paint. Nice pass on the left block. Megan Young put it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Sadie. Once again, penetrated, drew the defender, made the nice pass, 68-35 Streaks.
He's done it on both ends of the court, Hamilton has, Tom.
Johnson, left wing, now between the circles, it goes to Beckwith. Back to Johnson on the left wing. Looks over the defense. Now Beckwith, top of the key, right wing to Davis. 2:05 to play in the ball game. 15-footer up by Murray is no good. Rebound comes down to Kashke. Can't hit it. Gets her own rebound. Airballs that one. Johnson down with the rebound on the left side. She can't hit. Rebound tipped up by Taylor Young, or rather Megan Young. Johnson gets it back again. Can't hit. Now it's Murray with it. She can't hit. Then Bailey Boyer finally down with it for the Streaks. Pioneers got several opportunities. Couldn't convert on any of them. 1:43 to play. And what's the call? Did they... called
foul.
Bailey, I think they called it, yep, for putting that
offensive
arm out on the dribble.
Foul.
Yeah, I think she spun around on the, because we were kind of blocked from it. She did a spin move and had that right arm out there again and pushed off. So the Streaks with the foul on Bailey Boyer on the turnover with 1:42 to play.
17th turnover on the Streaks.
Johnson left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's short. Rebound tipped up by Paige Klink and Myra Diggins, but finally Murray has it for the Pioneers. Five-footer up and no good. Now Paige Klink down with a rebound for the Streaks. Page on the run, gets it down court to Jessica Lever. Jessica has to run it down on the right baseline. Ooh, knocked away. Thought it went off the Pioneers last, but they're going to say it went off the Streaks. So Alleman brings it the length of the court. Back in for Galesburg, Sharon Diggins and Chloe Anderson. They're in there with Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk. Well, Rainey's going to go out. Allison Mangieri checks in. So Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and Chloe Anderson. So three sophomores and a junior in there now for the Streaks.
Well, Junk's in there to
four
rebound. They're getting killed on the boards.
Left wing, this is Davis from on top of the three-point arc. Oh, they called it a three. She was standing on the line, but they called that one a three. Make it 68-38, 1:05 to play in the ballgame. Top of the key, Chloe Anderson. Left wing to Sharon Diggins. She'll dribble right to the top of the key. Picks up, gives to Chloe Anderson on the left block. has it knocked away, gets to Paige Klink between the circles. Paige dribbles right, under a minute to play. Hands off to Allison Mangieri. She lost the handle, runs it down near midcourt. Back to Paige. Now it's knocked away by Davis. Freaks will have it on the near sideline with 48.4 seconds to play in the ballgame. Ann Bonert, 5'10 sophomore, back in for the Pioneers. Also checking back in will be Zoe Kelso and, let's see, Margaret Wendell. 48.4 to play. Streaks 68-38. They'll move to 3-1 of the Big Six, 8-3 overall. Pioneers will drop to 4-9, 1-3 in Western Big Six conference play. Right wing, Paige Klink with 41 seconds to play. Gets to Emma Junk at the right elbow. Kicks out to Allison Mangieri on the right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Beckwith. Beckwith runs it down the right side. And nice job by Allison Mangieri getting back to bother her on the shot. Chloe Anderson down with the rebound. She'll run it all the way down the right side. Lays it up off the glass. Bounces out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Wendell, but she's tied up by Chloe Anderson. Possession arrow. Nah, that should be the Streaks ball. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say the possession arrow was pointing the wrong direction. Now they got it the right way. Streaks will have it back on the alternate possession. 18.4 seconds to play.
Well, we hope you'll join us Saturday. Maine South has won 7 in a row. They beat New Trier. They are a fine team. That'll be a great test for the Streaks girls.
So we'll be up in Park Ridge coming up Saturday afternoon. You can hear the action right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Chloe Anderson between the circles. Emma Junka out high right side. 10 seconds to play. Pass knocked away by Beckwith. Streaks will have it on the near sideline with 7.5 seconds to play. Prior to that, though, the Galesburg High boys tomorrow night hosting the Panthers of United Township. Should be a great game here at John Thiel Gym. If you can't make it, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it for you. 7:06 for the pregame. 6 seconds to play. Paige Klink with four. Looks like the Streaks will just hold on to it now. Try to get it on the block. And the jump stolen away. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up another Western Big Six Conference victory as they defeat the Alleman Pioneers 68-38. A game the Streaks absolutely dominated the Pioneers here tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with one of the Streaks coaching staff, also get a chance to chat with our crunch time player of the game, which is going to be a tough one. This can go a lot of ways on this. We'll talk about that one, though. Come back and talk more about this. Streaks 68, Alleman 38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here for Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday mornings at 9:15 for Galesburg Live. Coming up in the next week, we'll talk about the Christmas holiday and some events going on in the community. Also tell you what's happening at the Knox County Humane Society during the holidays and a special Christmas program on Christmas Eve. That's coming your way on Galesburg Live.
It's Galesburg Live with Terry Cavanaugh, weekday mornings at 9:15 on WGIL. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Crady Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, colder and a low dropping to 11. Tomorrow, sunny with a high reaching 22, clouds rolling in. On Friday night, a low dropping back to 7. Looking ahead to Saturday, we'll see sunny skies, a high around 19. Clouds overnight, low 5. And Sunday, cloudy skies with a high of 22. Right now, 20 in downtown Galesburg at WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
At John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Ottawa Pioneers 68-38. The final score, Streaks now 8-3 on the year, 3-1 in the Western Big Six play. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, you know, we talked about it. I know Jim mentioned it on the pregame. And watching this Alleman team the first weekend of the season, my first thought was, gosh, that's probably the worst Alleman team I'd ever seen. Well, then, you know, fast forward to this past weekend when they were in this gym, they're a pretty good ball club, but your team just came out and made them look like they weren't a good team. It wasn't that they're a bad team. You guys just really took them out of their game.
Yeah, I mean, a credit to Jay. I think that they improved dramatically since the beginning. And they've got a lot of inexperience, and they'll, you know, the crazy thing is that, you know, this may well be a tough game when we go up to Alleman, just because in another month they'll, you know, be improved in what they do. But I, it's funny. This was the first game probably in about 3 weeks that we haven't come out and in the first 4 minutes really just taken it to somebody. And I thought we were in for a long night, because I think we had 3 field goal attempts in the first 4 minutes. Yeah. And they definitely, you know, came out with a plan and executed, and we had some trouble.
Well, but you could see as the quarter went on and you got into the latter stages of that first quarter and into the second quarter, I think you went on something like a 19-2 run. You could see their youth kind of taking over and your pressure really bothering them. And they, you know, obviously what Jay Hatch wants to do is slow the game down, and they were able to do that a little bit early. Well, you could see even offensively that they were starting to play more at your speed. They were starting to hurry on the offensive end as well.
Yeah, I mean, the tough part becomes, you know, hopefully if we're doing our job, the tough part becomes that you've got to try, that they don't want it to get up and down, but if you're going to succeed against the pressure, you've got to attack it. And so, you know, I thought they did some things that were against our pressure that gave us some problems that we're going to have to kind of straighten out a little bit, I think.
What's so fun to watch, one of the many things with this team is the hustle that they show on the floor. It doesn't matter who it is, you know, name the player, and even, you know, somebody that they may have made hit a three on the offensive end or a layup, and they're back making a good play on the other end right away. It's just amazing, and bodies flying all over, diving after loose balls, and just, it's just so fun to watch this team.
Yeah, I mean, I look at in what we're doing, and I understand, you know, there's lots of ways to play basketball. You know that, being a coach's son and watching it. And it doesn't mean that one style is better than another style. It's, you just, you know, work and try and get good at what you're doing. I think when we went to this, the senior group was a group of kids that I looked at, and I thought the characteristics that we had is, I thought we had some depth, I thought we had some shooting, but the biggest thing was I thought we had kids that knew how to play hard. And Megan Young's probably a classic example. Is I'm not sure what position Megan would play if we were still playing traditional basketball, you'd have to play her someplace. But at 5'6", I'm not sure where it would be. But for us right now, she can do a lot of things. And exactly what you're describing, you know, there are many kids that do that for us, that hustle and get the loose ball. But, you know, I think Megan Young's kind of the poster child for what we're trying to do.
And one of those is just so fun to watch. We've mentioned her many times tonight, and diving after loose balls, her and Ty, and you know, Sadie back there on defense, and Jessica Howard, just, you know, the job. She'll hit a three and come down and maybe get a steal on the other end. It's just so much fun to watch. And, well, the important thing tonight, you're now 8-3, but picking up that extra win in the Western Big Six, now 3-1 coming into the night, a four-way tie up top. So pretty impressive. I know you mentioned in the pregame that kind of up for grabs at this point, that you know, just about anybody other than Quincy is kind of in the race.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happened tonight. Moline and East Moline at East Moline, I believe. And so one of them will be 3-1, and one will be 2-2. And, you know, then we go from there. And, you know, our next big conference game will be with Moline on the other side of Christmas.
Well, coming up Saturday, always a tough one. Maine South, always a challenge for you. You'll be on the road up there, and they've always got some size. They've got some athleticism, and they've won, I think, 7 in a row. What are you looking for from them?
We'll have our hands full. They're very disciplined. You know, last year, was watching the tape, I think we were ahead 42-28 at half, or 42-31. And then we scored, I want to say, like 15 or 16 points the entire second half. So, there, you know, that's part of what's good of playing a team like that, is that they're very talented, but also it's the suburban teams. You know, we have no idea how much basketball they play. You know, that those kids, you know, it doesn't make it right, but those kids have, you know, they pretty well are specialized. At the, you know, they've got fall leagues, spring right. leagues, and trainers and things like that. So you play a lot of skilled kids.
Well, Evan, thanks for talking with us. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. We'll come back and take a look at our postgame stats. Also coming up, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final Streaks 68. Oliven 38, you're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no such thing as a morning person. There is no wrong side of the bed or case of the Mondays. There are only those who know the simple joy of breakfast and those who don't. There are two things certain in this life. The sun always rises, and McDonald's prepares breakfast hot and fresh every morning, just for you. Breakfast with hotcakes and premium roast coffee. Did they invent it? No, but they did perfect it. So when's the last time you had breakfast for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeated the Alabama Pioneers 68-38. We're going to do things a little out of order here. We're going to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And, Jim, this was one where, gosh, so many people did things, so many things so well. But this young lady came out tonight, one of those that always hustles. She's undersized as a post, but in there and gets points in there, gets rebounds. She's on the floor chasing down loose balls and really got the streaks started tonight. Crunch time early on, hit the first basket, the first three of the game. Megan Young, and she joins us.
Megan Young is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and she's next to me here in the press box. Megan, congratulations. Well, you guys have come out against Quincy. You did it, Peoria, Notre Dame, and against Alleman tonight, and just gone out to that big lead. What's responsible for that?
Coach Massey always says that the first 3 minutes of the game to really establish a dominance, and so every game we just try to go out there and play as intense as we can and get our shots.
Now you're going against a team on Saturday from the Chicago suburbs that's beaten New Trier and won seven in a row. That's going to be a... And you were up there 2 years ago when Galesburg went up there and beat Maine South. That's going to be a big, big game.
Yeah, last year I remember we beat them by like 1 point. They beat New Trier, and that's a great team, but we really just worry about ourselves with the system, and we just go ahead and play our style and try to make them adapt to us.
Now, I've never seen anyone come back from an ACL like you have. How is the knee?
Oh, it's great. I had Dr. Shire was really an awesome doctor to have, and the people at Azer really helped me to work as hard as I can to get back as soon as I can. So I've had great people helping me along the way.
Now you're still wearing a brace. Does it still twinge on you?
No, I don't wear it for volleyball or softball, but for basketball, with all the jumping and cutting, I like to wear it kind of as a little like safety, just in case.
Now you're a rare breed, being a three-sport athlete. Is that by your choice?
Oh yeah. Well, my family's always involved me in many sports, and I've never wanted to stop. I don't know. I always love just playing anything I can.
Now, what's your favorite sport? What do you want to specialize in maybe in college?
Oh, basketball's my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Tell us about the chemistry on this team. I was talking to Coach Massey about it before the game. It seems like you guys really like each other and that this team seems to get better every time out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love my team. I've been playing with the seniors since I was in fourth grade, and then the younger girls, we just really get along. We have a laugh all the time at practice, but we know when to work hard. We all have the same values. And, I mean, it's just great to work with people who are all going towards the same goal. It's just an awesome team experience.
I don't know. I said to Coach Massey, what is the goal of this team? Conference? Regional? And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and kind of intimated that you guys get better every time out.
Well, one of the goals we have on our poster in the locker room is just go 1-0 every day. Just kind of like do every day, take every day at a time. So hopefully it'll really add up at the end of the season.
So you like the Grinnell system of pressing and three-point shots?
Oh, I love it. I love saying put it all out there just for a little bit of time, take a little rest, and do it again. Just, I don't know. If everyone does that, then it just is really just jars the other team, and it's great to see. I don't know what we can accomplish.
Especially against Alleman, right, that's had their way in the past with the streaks.
Oh, yeah, Alleman's always a great team. They're always really well at scouting. So, I mean, it's awesome to be able to do that.
Megan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
That's Megan Young, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tom?
Streaks with a 68-38 win over the Alleman Pioneers. And, thanks to for Megan for taking the time to talk to us. 14 points on the game. Megan Young, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And they're a longtime sponsor with us. We appreciate Dave and Robbie Dunn and all the folks at Dave's Auto Body for what they do for Silver Streaks Athletics. We're going to take our final timeout, come back, and run down our final postgame stats. Streaks a 68-38 win. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The Galesburg boys basketball team looks to get over the 500 mark in conference play tomorrow night when they host United Township. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast just after 7 tomorrow here on WGIL.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Alleman Pioneers 68-38. Time to take a look at our postgame stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, and lots of people are loving McDonald's tonight as 13 three-pointers for the Streaks means triple cheeseburgers.
You know, Massey was passing out those cards. I held my hand up. My doctor was in the crowd, and he slapped my hand up.
Slapped it away? Yeah. Oh, man, I think they're good for you anyway. I don't care what the doctor says. They taste good. It doesn't matter, right?
That's right.
Well, you look at the scoring. scoring, both teams with two players in double figures, but for the Streaks, that just meant that it was a very, very balanced attack.
Yeah, the Streaks dominated from wire to wire in this game, and you know, Chuck Ledbetter, the assistant coach at Alleman, was right. Alleman was right to be wary of Galesburg. This Galesburg team is just a dominant team, especially at home.
17 points for Jessica Howard to lead the way. She had 5 3-pointers. 14 points for Megan Young, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. She had a couple of threes, including the first one of the game. 9 points for Jamie Johnson, including a three-pointer. 7 for Sadie Hamilton, including a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 from the line. 8 points for Ty Peachy, including a three-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line. 9 points for Jessica Lieber on 3 3-pointers. 2 points apiece for Myra Diggins and Bailey Boyer. Streaks just 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Didn't get there that often, but didn't need to get there as often tonight. For the Pioneers, they were led by Jenna Zamuda's 12 points, 10 for the freshman Sierra Davis, 4 points for Margaret Wendell, 3 for Zoe Kelso, 6 for Marianne McLaughlin, and 3 points for Paige Taggan off the bench. 12 for 20 from the line for the Pioneers. Probably the only stat that they were ahead of the Streaks on, other than the turnovers.
Alleman tonight in the game shot 22%. They were 11 of 49 from the field. 2 for 4 for 50% from three-point land. The Silver Streaks tonight were 25 of 73 from the field, 34%. 14 for 38. From three-point land, 37% was their field goal percentage from the three-point line. As far as rebounds go, Alleman had 18 rebounds. The Streaks out-rebounded, they had 30. The Streaks with 12 offensive rebounds. Alleman had 7. Alleman had 24 turnovers in the game versus 18 for the Streaks. That turnover gap widened a little bit when Massey put in the shock troops late in the game.
So the Streaks, yeah, 37% from behind the arc. That you're going to win a lot of games doing that.
That's cheeseburger percentage, that's,
yes,
right there,
Tom. Yes, it is. Well, yeah, and you mentioned the Alleman 22% from the field. It's not like they didn't get some good looks. They were, you know, that's frustrating for Jay Hatch because they got some looks point blank range that especially early on that they couldn't hit.
Right. And there was that time in the second half where they were dominating on the boards when Massey brought Emma Junk back in the game, and they must have had, 5 or 6 in a row, bunnies right underneath.
Our post-game stats, once again, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks a 68-38 winner over the Alleman Pioneers. Now, tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys in action. They'll play host to the Panthers of United Township High School. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will be right here at John Thiel Gym around 7:06 for the pregame. Kind of depends on the sophomore game and when they get wrapped up, but scheduled for 7:06 and a 7:30 tip-off. Then, coming up Saturday, we've got the boys and the girls. First off, the GHS girls will be in action up in Park Ridge. They'll take on the Maine South Hawks. Jim and I will be there for that. 2:06 or so for the pregame, 2:30 scheduled tip-off. That'll be right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then the Galesburg High boys will be playing up at Augustana College at the Carver Arena there in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. They'll take on the Bettendorf Bulldogs in that game, and that'll be on 92.7 FM on Saturday afternoon. Their pregame scheduled to get underway at about 2:55. Then, let's see, coming up Tuesday night, the boys and girls will both be in action. And once again, I believe the boys are going to be on 92.7 FM. I think we'll have the girls here on WGIL. We'll get that straightened out, though, because we're both playing at about the same time on Tuesday night. The girls will be on the road at Washington Streaks, taking on Sterling in the Martin Luther King tournament. So lots more basketball to come your way. Jim, it was a fun one again tonight. Boy, isn't it? It's a blast watching this. I mean, I like being here just as a fan, let alone getting to talk about it, too.
Well, I must admit that I was not much of a believer of the Grinnell system, but I must say I have been convinced because I think this team plays fine defense to go along with the offense, and you can kind of see that confidence that they're gaining every game, Tom.
All right. Final score once again. Galesburg moves to 8-3, 3-1 of the Western Big Six. They defeat the Alleman Pioneers 68-38. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Mr. Nick Devlin. For Jim Wyman, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.